describe your performance on Sunday?
Oh man, I went out, you know, it's football, played to the best of my ability. It wasn't like lack of effort, I just think it was lack of technique. It just, you know, just stay focused.
Coach Spagnuolo said you guys had a conversation. What was that like?
It was a private conversation. It was nothing, you know, overboard. It was just being direct with each other. And that was it.
Jack Rabbit, to clarify, it was just a bad day at the office you felt last week?
I mean, I'm a DB. Every game not going to be perfect. I know that. Y'all know that. He came out. He took me deep. Nice caught ball. Just move on to keep playing football.
But some of those tackles, that wasn't effort. Some of the missed tackles?
No, I didn't think it was lack of technique. Like the one when he broke the long one, I was really thinking to try to strip the ball. But, you know, it turned out the other way around. And then the one with a running back, you know, stuck me out. I think my feet got caught up on me a little bit too much, and I just reached with my left arm.
A lot of fans
would
question your effort on those plays. What do you say to that?
They question one game, question the other 36.
Question your effort.
Question the other 36 games. Yeah, out of one, question the other 36 games.
So is that admitting your effort wasn't quite as good as the other 36 games?
Hey, it be like that. Sometimes you ain't gonna have the best game. Everybody know that. One out of 36 games, I don't care what they say.
What was it like to watch the film yesterday?
I mean, it was just like every other week, man. You come in, call out your mistakes, admit to them, fix them, just move forward.
On the deep ball, the 83-yarder, were you supposed to have help on that? Or?
Hey, man, I got beat. I can't put it on nobody else. I got beat. I understand when I play good, you know, things go good on the other end. So I just put that on me.
Does it bother you when effort gets questioned?
Oh, no, man. Like I said, man, y'all don't. People don't know football, so they don't understand. They just go out what they see. So I just go out there and play football every day.
What don't they understand?
It's football. Things gonna happen. Everything's not gonna be perfect.
Are you like extra motivated though to show anything this week?
Coming out to play my same game, baby. I've been here, what, a year and a half? Come out here and play like I've been here all year and a half. Continue to play.
Was it tough in that meeting, watching the clips of some of these plays and kind of dissecting it in front of everybody?
It's always tough, but as a pro, you got to own up to it. You got to man up to it, understand. You know, that's part of football, like I said. And just move forward.
You could do that game over again. Would you play any differently? Would you do anything different?
That's the crazy part about it. Ain't no ifs in football, baby. It happened, it's gone. I'm on to the next game.
Do you regret any of those plays?
If I do, then it might happen this week. Right? But no, I don't regret them. It happened, baby. I can't take it back. I mean, it was a game that would happen. Not going to play great every game. Just move forward.
Is it fair to say, though, that you weren't happy with last week, so now you're going to put the effort?
I mean, nobody's never happy when you play, you know, that kind of football. But at the end of the day, you got to understand it's football. Mistakes are made. They get paid. I get paid. It's going to happen, so it is what it is.
But I guess what I'm getting at is are you now even more motivated than usual?
I stay motivated. I'm self-motivated, baby. I'm self-motivated.
But just coming off the suspension, you had to know, too, that these questions would, you know, even be more intense. You know what I mean? There's even more of a spotlight on you coming off of that.
I mean, it'll be like that sometimes. We got to keep moving forward, man.
Did you happen to know what was going on with Marquise Goodwin? During that game?
No, I don't know dude at all. No.
So you didn't know what happened? His wife lost a child.
Oh, I'm sorry for that. I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah. I think I read about that after the game, but I ain't somebody
else. Royce, a lot of people think that you guys are playing for your coach's job at this point. Do you think it's extra important to go out and give your all, considering that this might be his last season as your coach?
Oh, man, we with coach. We're going to stick with him, man. Whatever decision they make, we're going to go out each and every day and week and just work, bro, and just prepare, just stay focused.
Two more. Do you understand why people are questioning your effort from that game?
Because they're critics. It's life. Part of being an athlete.
It's part of being a quarterback, especially important to just kind of forget the last play.
Oh, yeah, you got to real fast. You know, DB, you're going to be out on the island by yourself a lot. You're going to win some, you're going to lose some. Win some. Hopefully you win more than you lose. Just continue to play.